Hello, welcome back to the EcoTalk podcast. I'm Gianna.
And I'm Angela.
And I'm Naomi.
I'm Ishika.
I'm Grisha.
And I'm Xavier.
We are also here with Maybell too. And yeah, so is it a glazed donut?
Gianna, you absolute delude. We're talking about melting glaciers.
Wow, okay. Sorry, guys. But yeah, today we are going to be discussing a very, I guess, underrated topic, melting glaciers. I think everyone has probably heard of melting glaciers or glaciers, probably from those plastic bottle companies. But today we're going to be talking specifically about this imminent problem that is definitely going to affect us and the living beings around us, as well as the environment and especially cough, cough, the oceans. Yeah, so let's talk about it on EcoTalk. So our first section is, what are glaciers? And also, what causes glaciers to melt? So something I want to ask is, do you drink water? Ha ha ha. So a glacier is basically a huge mass of ice that moves slowly over land. So most water is salty, as we know. If you've ever been to the ocean and just taken a big whiff of that salty freshness. But yeah, most water is salty, so mainly comes from glaciers. And so, there's two types of glaciers, alpine, and these come from mountainsides and move down through valleys, create and push soil. They're also found on every continent. And then the second type of glacier is ice sheets. So these form broad domes and spread and are like big blankets of ice. They kind of spread, they can spread over valleys and plains. The largest ice sheets are called continental glaciers.
Yeah, so there's also different things like sea ice. It forms and melts strictly in the water, whereas glaciers form on land. And icebergs are chunks of glacial ice that break off of glaciers and fall into the ocean.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, something that's important about glaciers too, we're going to be kind of talking about the importance of it too, is it acts as protective cover over the earth and our oceans. Bright white spots reflect excess heat back into space, and this helps keep our planet temp regulated and balanced. And also, glaciers are also important because they help feed rivers, make fresh water for humans and crops. Without glaciers, we don't have food, which is crazy. And so that's why we're going to talking about how we should preserve it.
A lot of glaciers, well, most of them have layers. The first layer, the top layer, is snow. It's really thick snow. Below that snow, it's a layer of like a mix of snow and ice, which like the top part melts first, but we would all think that the bottom part melts like first, but the deepest layer is actually ice, and it's really hard. So when people think of glaciers melting, they'll mainly think that it's melting from the bottom, but that's actually not true. Most glaciers actually start melting from the top and then down.
This happens because of human activity, industries, like factories and stuff. They create stuff, and the heat from that causes these glaciers to melt. So it's not like these glaciers are melting for no reason. It's just the heat coming from our inventions that we're making, like electricity possibly. The heat goes on from that, and it melts the ice.
Yeah, the concept is pretty simple. The world is getting warmer and the ice is melting. And so this obviously caused sea level rise. And NASA also reported that the extent of the Arctic sea ice was the lowest ever recorded all year, which is pretty crazy to me. I think we're gonna move on to section two. So section two is, what would happen if all the ice or glaciers melted? So I kind of stole this idea from Bill Nye when he did his...
Okay, so I actually have kind of a thought here. And if glaciers are melting around the world, then that would also mean that Arctic wildlife are losing their habitats. And they would... And also the Earth would get kind of warmer because the ice actually keeps the Earth colder. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, okay, that's totally accurate, Xavier. That's actually such a great insight. Yeah, okay. So, building off what he said, yeah, so when the ice is melting, it's causing sea levels to rise, and this is also causing an imbalance in our overall temperature. 75% of ice is on land, and so when that melts off the earth, the sea levels rise, and let's say if all of the ice on land melted off, that would already increase the ocean by 70 meters. But that is crazy. That's a crazy amount. I just want to say, put out there. This could possibly cause big coastal problems. That's right. Anywhere on the coast, just putting this in perspective, Tokyo, New York, Sao Paulo, Mumbai, Shanghai, and Jakarta are some of the biggest seacoast cities of all time. They would completely be submerged into the ocean. Only a sea level rise of 2 feet would cost $1 trillion. That is so crazy. And also a rise of 10. So moving, giving you kind of perspective. So this a rise of 10 meters would displace 630 million people, 10% of global population, while 25 meters would displace 1.4 billion people. This is 20% of humanity. And this also includes Miami, New York, Houston would all be submerged into water, and probably us too, because we are closer to the coast, which is kind of crazy.
If all the glaciers melt, then over half of the animals that survive in the cold water, like where Alaska is, Iceland, Greenland, those kinds of areas, then almost all those animals will die because they need that cold water to survive. They live on that. So they and it'd be really hard for them to adapt. Only a little bit of them will adapt, but the other ones are just gonna die, and then all these animals are just gonna go extinct. And a lot of them are already endangered because the melting glaciers is not starting soon, it's already started.
There's already a big chunk of the ice on land that's already melting. And I think Risha brings up a good point that a lot of animals depend on it, because this is not just ice in the ocean, as Naomi mentioned, this is ice on land. And so it's as if there was a big chunk of where you live just ripped out and completely disappeared. That's basically what it's like. And also, white ice reflects the sunlight to space, so if it melts, it will only reflect the dark ocean, and this causes a big discrepancy in our weather and temperature. It could also make a lot of fresh water in the ocean. I know that might sound weird, because like we mentioned, our water comes from glaciers. We aren't just swooping water from the oceans. Have you seen Ice Age, when the sloth Sid is like, salty? Yeah, the ocean is salty. Also brings up the topic of desalination, but we'll talk about that later. So the thing about if fresh water goes into the ocean, first of all, this is bad because it disrupts the currents and also kind of suffocates the corals. It causes many corals to die and be bleached. And also we're going to lose our fresh water, because once it goes into the ocean, it's not gonna be that fresh. A surplus amount, an abundance of it in short term, but in long term, we will run out of fresh water. And like I said, it could also make regions, for example, Europe, get colder and be unfit for planting crops, and it changes the weather.
So I was researching, and according to NASA, if the glaciers melt and if the water flows into the ocean, the Earth's rotation will also change. And I also made a list, a couple of things we covered already, but these are some top things that will happen if glaciers melt. There will be higher sea levels, changes in land configurations, displacement of people, intensified storm surges, new land uncovered from the ice retreat, less drinking water, increased ocean identification, fisheries will be in trouble, more extreme weather, increased carbon dioxide, and of course, animal extinction.
Wow, Naomi just spilled the tea. Drinking some popcorn, but yeah.
What? Drinking popcorn? What?
So, this is kind of off track, but I was researching that melting glaciers is also a specific kind of pollution. Most people will be like, oh, just melting water. It's not a pollution, but it is considered a pollution. And these are not the only pollution. There's a lot of pollutions that we don't even think that are pollutions. Like, recently a news came out that for marine life, noise pollution is like having them lose their hearing, which like is making them not hear each other, and then they're gonna get lost and die. So like if you just look up noise pollution from the giant tankers that are like trading goods around the whole entire world, those are really affecting the sea life. So like that being said, as you know, I always say this in all our podcasts, try to buy local so that you don't like how do I explain it? But like, you don't keep like being part of that. Oh, I'm gonna go buy like food that are like so tropical that have to like be brought in like ships and tankers like that. So just always try to buy local. If you eat banana every single day, bananas don't always come, are not like grown here in California or in America. They're grown in like Mexico and those South America regions. Just try to have one once a week or like twice a week, and don't eat one every day. That's just gonna like that'll help stop bringing, like, say there's like 5 loads of those ships coming in a day, maybe only 2 or 3 would come, which is helping. So just try to eat local.
Okay, so it looks like we're gonna be moving on to our third section, which is negative effects. So specifically for this one, I kind of want to talk about sea level rising and something I learned, which was the Thwaites glaciers.
The Thwaites glacier.
And so sea level rise is going to be one of the greatest challenges. So sea level rising is going to be one of the biggest challenges in the next century. So for example, if we look at Antarctica, So Thwaites Glacier is basically a 6-story building and is as long as Florida. However, it's falling apart. And this is, of course, because of man-made climate change. Man-made climate change is warming the air and water around Antarctica. The front of Thwaites Glacier has lost a lot of ice in just the past 30 years. The big problem is that the glacier's grounding line, the final point where the glacier lies, its ground line has been receding backwards because of the warm water. This means that ice was on land is now just floating on water. And so its collapse may be inevitable because of this. However, we can stall the collapse by curving greenhouse gas emissions down. Its collapse will cause sea levels to rise and may cause the rest of the ice sheet to collapse fully. So this is all of North Antarctica would completely submerge into the water because of this. And so this would end up drowning Miami, New York City, Netherlands, Bangladesh. And something that I took from this video specifically is once it starts, it won't stop.
So I actually have a statement, and to think about it, even though the glaciers are melting and the ice caps are going away and fading away, where would all that water go? That maybe the water would go in other places that don't have much water, which could be a pro, but could also be a con for other people.
Yeah, and that's actually an amazing point, because that's something we're gonna be talking about too, which is floods. Because we have now all this surplus amount of water, because these glaciers, they're not just taking their time to melt slowly, they're moving rapidly, as so does global warming and climate change. It's spiking up like crazy, and therefore the glaciers are melting more and more.
A lot of people think that this hasn't even started, why should we care about it? But it has, and a lot of places, if you just put up sea level rise in Google and hit the news button about it, there's already so many pages full of, like, oh, it's already starting. And a lot of people say that, oh, there's just going to be extra water, and it'd be really good. It will be good to have extra water, but do you guys have a way to move that extra water into places that are necessary? We're not in a drought right now, and there's so much extra water, and it's just causing floods and floods. Do we have a way to take that water to places that are really dry and need that water? Like, a lot of places in Mid-Asia need that water and are really dry, really dry. But do we have a way to move that water that's from California, that's flooding California, all the way to Mid-East Asia?
Yeah, that's a good question that I think we should definitely be asking, because the thing is, melting glaciers also cause a major disbalance, because some places are going to be going through major heat waves, because obviously if the glaciers melt, we have no snow, and that causes an imbalance in the temperature, and there's going to be places that are completely flooded, if not just submerged in water, because of melting glaciers. Because I don't think you realize how, if all the ice melted, that would cause a major sea level rising, and at this rate it looks like all of Antarctica will someday cease to exist because of this. How is this going to affect marine animals and marine life and endangered animals? I think this is a super important section that we should all definitely talk about.
It's a really simple thing. When glaciers are melting, the animals that need the cold won't have it, and they're gonna die. It's just as simple as that. We don't want that to happen, so we should try our hardest to, like, prevent this. It's very simple. If the glaciers melt, the animals will also die. It'll be really hard for them to adapt. I've already talked, like, more in depth about this in the, like, beginning of the podcast. But a lot of animals, like some whales, are in danger. And if that melts, then they're just going to completely die out.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that was a great way to start off. So yeah, this is obviously bad news for polar bears, walruses, and seals, and hippopotamus. So obviously, they, like Grisha said, they're losing their habitat. It's literally collapsing, because like we said, warm water is seeping through, and so it's causing these glaciers to no longer be on land, but just be floating on the ocean, and this causes ice breaks. I watched this, I think it was a National Geographic documentary, and it showed how seal pups have to race against time to make it, because the ice sheets every year melt early, and it kickstarts the seal cycles. And this is because of changing climate, and it makes ice break early. In 2017, the ice broke so early that all of the seal pups drowned overnight. And so that's something that we really want to pay attention to, is how is it affecting them? And even animals in the ocean, like narwhals, whales, and bowheads, are facing these drastic changes, because as sea ice melts, even though they're not on land, energy and oil companies, like Grisha said, see this as an opportunity to make more profit and move further north for these untapped resources. And they enact this process that's called seismic blasting. This is crazy. This is where they shoot explosions into the ocean to find oil. And this ruins the entire ecosystem of these animals that even just live in the ocean, their habitats being ruined too. And all of their coral and sea plants are dying because the fresh water from the glaciers is seeping in and suffocating these plants in the oceans, which also, give us oxygen that messes with the food chain. I watched a spotting from National Geographic of a starving polar bear, and this is because of melting glaciers and how it's killing off the seals and the walruses, which is the polar bear's main food source. It's messing with the food chain, so there's less seals, there's less polar bears, because the seals are dying off, and so are the polar bears.
Polar bears, they give birth and hunt on sea ice. All that melts, then they will have to find another place. And sea ice is also needed as a feeding ground for seals, and it provides a whole home for them as well. And other things that need that are seabirds and walruses. And there's also this ice algae that grows at the bottom of sea ice, and it forms a base for the unique marine food web connected to sea ice. And if all that sea ice is gone, then that means that like the food chain will basically break down, and all of these animals will have to find another home, and they're already at risk for so many other things.
Yeah, that was a great insight. So I think now we're gonna move on to our fifth section. Wow, I can't believe we're already here. But we're going to be talking about how does climate change play a part, and specifically, how does industrial businesses play a part?
As I said before, that us humans, like our activity, leads to, I guess, the world, like many world problems, like in our previous podcast. But in this one, again, that factories, and not only factories, but you at home could also like prevent this by, Grisha also did say this, that you could just, if there's a light switch on that you're not using, like I know sometimes I forget to turn off the light in the bathroom after I've done brushing my teeth or something. So just switching that light off right after and wasting no time.
Why do you think we have this problem? Well, human greenhouse emissions have been warming the earth for a while now. Specifically, for the past few 2010 years, it has increasingly been spiked up. And so, obviously, as the world is warming up, the glaciers are melting, and it's becoming a rapid rate. And it's basic. I saw this video about how global warming is starting to cook the coral reef. The coral reefs are beginning to die, and they're being bleached. 95% of the oldest and thickest ice in the Arctic is already gone.
Oh yeah, I also wanted to say, how there's also oil drilling, you know, because like in Alaska and other parts with a lot of nature and stuff, there's oil drilling, which can destroy the homes and the food chains. It also can affect the indigenous people living there. That land is important to them because that's kind of where they got their origin. So not only animals too.
Yeah, it's also affecting humans too, especially like Maybelle said, the indigenous, because that's their part of the land too. Oh my gosh, there's a ladybug on my window. Okay, now I think we're going to move on to our next section. What does this mean for our future? So by 2030, the ice sheets could be completely gone, and people depend on them for survival. It hits many communities with floods and rivers that weren't even there before. We've already been seeing this majorly in a lot of regions. And it's also going to create more storms, gloomy weather, and cause landslides. There's going to be too much water now and not enough later. It will also trigger 19 climate tipping points. Now, for coastal communities, this is going to cause major sea level rising and cause flooding, for example, San Francisco. It can also make very dangerous weather, for example, monsoons. An entire city could be completely submerged in water through storms because of this. Because as we know, if you were in kindergarten, you learned that the different types of clouds, the more water there is in the ocean, the more the clouds absorb and the more rainfall and storms there are. Adding on shipping, as ice melts, new shipping routes will have to change, and this can become more dangerous. Like, think of the Titanic. And then wildlife, when there's less ice, animals depend on it for survival, and so if they can't adapt, then they'll perish. Similar to global warming, if we don't become fireproof, what's going to happen. Something also I want to talk about is permafrost. So permafrost is an Arctic ice that the ground that is permanently frozen. So this is bad because it stores large amounts of methane, which we talked about is a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. However, when it thaws, that methane is released, and this overall increases the rate of global warming and causes more ice and permafrost to thaw or melt, and releases more methane, causing more melting and adding to this never-ending cycle of melting glaciers, global warming, floods, sea level rising, and heat waves. Drop the mic.
I just want to say a simple definition. What does this mean for our future? Us sinking, possibly, floods, possibly I can't say that. But like every day possibly having floods, this would be the normal life for us. Like us staying at home in quarantine, floods would possibly be the normal for us. So this would make our future like the trees that we have, electricity that we have could go out, trees knocked down, houses knocked down. So our future is nothing but possibly a waste if we don't do anything quick.
Okay, so I think that's going to take us to our seventh section, which is how can we take action?
So Yashika already talked about some things you could do at home to help. But some other things you could do is researching. There's an Instagram account called Pro the Arctic, and it talks about the Arctic reserves and why it should be protected. You could also check out their website at www.protecttheArctic.org, and there's a lot of good information and ways to take action on there.
And donate, too. Yeah, Mabel introduced me to the Pro Arctic, and so, yeah, they make it a goal to preserve these glaciers and these endangered animals. And so this, by doing this, you can also limit the increase of global temp. And simple things you can do, I guess, more personal changes, is using alternative energy, reducing your carbon footprint.
We start slowing off oil drilling and slowing down global warming, less animals would be less habitats would be destroyed. Sorry, talked about a bunch in the earlier. Also, oil mining wouldn't be really that good because that would encourage the use of fossil, which would worsen the atmosphere even more, and the indigenous people also losing their land. So if we just slow down oil drilling first,
also save power.
Mabel just made me realize something, that get to know what's happening, because we're not just saying things, we've researched this, and get to know what's going on, like let's say in your country, your city, or where you're living. Let's say you notice that there's probably a lot of flooding or something. I would recommend to research about that, so you know what's going around near you. There's like a lot of series on Netflix. I'm sure there's videos, like Mabel said, on Instagram, on any socials. If you find something letting you know like the truth, not just like fake false information, then I would definitely recommend that, since you want to know what's going around near you. You could just be like,
follow us on at NCSMS Eco Club. Thank you so much for listening to this Eco Talk podcast. Glaciers, they're melting. Stay fresh.